and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and I help create engineering teams that move the needle. This week, we're going to be talking about the fact that remote works. Not remote work, but the fact remote works. I think that by now, we should have all understood it. I'm still hearing from too many people that this is not something that they see working for them, or that they are still having plenty of issues, and that's because remote is not designed to work. There's no way this thing can work. So let's recap. Yeah, remote means you're working from home without meeting your colleagues. It means that your collaboration has to happen online. You might be working with people you never met physically, right? Because maybe they joined during the pandemic. And if you're sheltering in place and you have your children at home, you definitely do not have what used to be a full-time job's worth of time to do the work, right? So yes, that's hard. You might be saying there's no way someone can be productive in that kind of an environment. Well, guess what? It does work, and I have a great example for you. Have you heard about open source? Those fellows are working from home. They collaborate with people they never met. They actually don't even collaborate by Zoom or video conferencing most of the time. They have to gasp, use written words. They send emails, they create documents, they have news groups. They actually communicate very openly about what it is that they're doing. They do this across time zones, working with people from all over the world, and they somehow get that communication done, even though they never had face-to-face time to create some sort of trust, which I'm guessing you already have with 90% of the people in your company. And as you might know, it is very rare for people to do open source as part of their full-time job. This is a hobby or something that people do when they have a bit of time as part of their work. For example, solving a bug if it relates to something that is troubling them at work. Essentially, no one works in open source full-time. And given all of that, which is what we're describing right now as remote work, but gone to hard mode, still, open source is what's fueling the world, right? The internet is based on it. There's no way you're not using 5 dozen things a day that are based on open source, if not directly open source. And so, let's reiterate, remote works. This is entirely a matter of your communication patterns and of deciding to wholeheartedly go for it. If you still, after 2 months, are thinking this is only temporary and it's gonna pass soon, then you're not going to be improving as fast as you should be. Had you 2 months ago accepted this, embraced it, and said, we're going to be the best we can in this situation, right now you would have been in a whole different place. And that's exactly what I'm seeing with the companies I'm advising. If you're still sitting on your hands and hoping that this will be soon any week now, well, it might get better because as I have a previous episode about the hybrid organizations, we are seeing people returning to the offices, at least partially, but remote is here to stay for the time being in some capacity. And so you should be aware of it and you should not be giving up on people who have to work remotely. Embrace this as an opportunity to become better, to have even better communications after you come back to the office. Because guess what? A good email is better than 90% of the meetings you probably are sitting through. And so this week, all I want you to take from this episode is first, remote does work. If it's not working, you need to change what you're doing and you need to change it right now. If you want to discuss why you're feeling stuck, shoot me an email, it's in the show notes. Second, stop waiting for something else to happen. You cannot remain dilatory. Now is the time to work. Now is the time to start changing things. I keep harping on the fact that we have to improve how we are improving, and this is exactly one of those chances. If you work on your improvement muscle, if you often review what you're doing, if you always have in mind the fact that whatever you're currently doing is not likely to be the best way of doing it, and you're constantly on the lookout to improve things, then right now, this should have been, well, relatively, because there's still a pandemic, but relatively, the move to remote should have been a breeze. Of course, putting childcare aside. I know I have 3 kids, all 6 and below, and thank God they're back to school this week. Remote works, and you need to improve how you're improving. That's it for this week. As always, I'm inviting you to subscribe to the Change Catalyst newsletter for Tech Executive. I honestly believe it has a value upwards of tens of thousands of dollars in insights several times a year. And it's free. Just sign up in the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. Talk soon.